Hello everyone, happy Sunday. I am currently active at my podcast. By all means that I will be able to share what's on my mind, my thought, talks, and share with my fellas. So I hope that the things that you are hearing now get you inspired. Hopefully. Anyway, for my podcast, I don't actually divide segment or talks into some, because what I am interested in is whenever I have a talk with persons, fellas, friends, spouse, or even my crush, though the fact I don't have it, I would be able to record and set them in memories where I would be able to listen one more later as a remembrance. So yeah, today I would like to share you about the very eye-catching title from Zafira's writing on his blog. Hello Kazafira, I hope that somehow this podcast reach you out. by the expectation also, I would be a happiest person ever if you are able to listen about this, because you know, you are such super inspiring person that now leads me into the way I should have to pursue my dream. I should have to catch what I should by ticking the list of what I want to do and how to achieve that. You give me such way for that. Thank you so much. And yeah, your current writing, Kazafira, and also the blog you have already shared to us, the thought that you shared entitled When You Couldn't Love Them Back, its writing actually inspired me a lot. And let's say this podcast is a reaction to your writing, Kazaf. I may not have been able to put all stories reacted, but I hope that this part has invited me along this way to put you right and never once hide from the story where I am not able to give someone so much love after all in my life. So this statement, this is actually the statement that you put into the very first writing of your current post on your blog. The statement you said, have you ever heard or experienced a love story where one person received so much love but they couldn't give anything back? So this statement are actually inspiring me a lot. Then maybe in my long story of my life, I cannot actually give someone back a love or something that they deserve because they have already given me so much this far. So it has actually started from the story where I know I do, and still I'm thinking of the recap of my story by being 28 this year. I've been blazing and surrounded by so much love that I may missing it. Why do I say that I'm missing it a lot? Yeah, let me share you a pound. First, that made most of close friends know and understand is the background of my childhood. For luckily, I should live and rise by my grandmother and grandpa. Let me send my biggest respect for both, that until now, I have never actually felt least, untreated, or even incomplete. Yeah, the story short, until the time I grow this much well, I don't have chance to give anything back to them until I realize that they are the one who give me so much love that I couldn't give them back, sadly. Next other one. The every inch of your life should be appreciated by the good folks and surroundings. Being left by my grandfather and grandmother, I was thinking that life should be also ending up and nothing more to fight for at the time, so sad. But by the time I felt desperate, I was prepared really good place. I studied, I worked, that by those I met my friends, closest and relations. Then I found the reason to survive one more after I am being left by my grandmother and grandfather at the time. What was so funny again was the rush and the hustle caught me like no other, but I had the one, I believe, but my friends and those I meet every day. Remember that I should go home only for sleeping and get back for work one more time every day, but weekend. Moreover, the very hard decision I choose lately and may never been wrong to the good opportunities ahead. I choose to leave and did my resignation proposal by the beginning of 2022. All are considered, after latest 3 years, I decided to find what's good and better in me, and I love to do it also. I am super glad that Allah never guarantee any but best He can give to me as long my wishes, prayers, and struggles are committed. This current job made me somehow realize a lot that I am surrounded by one that loves me a lot without any promises, any rules, and patterns. Why? Again, I am so blessed that I meet the job that I'm super loved to do it. The least person I meet for this job made me focus in how can I handle project till it finished, then move to another project, and then that's it. By the opportunities like this, then I always try to meet person at least to talk, to share, to discuss, to laugh, or even finding what so far I left behind and unconcerned. Realizing also, in a week I should meet my high school friend, my closest in previous job, my families I never talked to, my one that I missed their presence before. Well then, so it's pretty clear enough, Kazaf. It's very hard for us to understand the one love us until we realize that those are the one who always prioritize us, the one who always we get back for all cries, laughter, and disappointment, and all feelings. Now I understand who is actually the one who deserve the love I should have to give them back, because I have never been done before, and hopefully I can do it further. And I am so sorry that this far I couldn't love them back. Now I promise I will forever.